Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Tomorrow, polls open at 7 a.m. for Georgia's primary runoff elections. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on those who've already voted.
More than 210,000 Georgians cast an early vote in the three-week period leading up to the runoff election. Most of them are Republican ballots, as voters will decide their candidate for lieutenant governor and secretary of state. Less people voted early than in the May general election, but a tight race for the Republican nomination for governor between Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp has increased attention towards turnout on Tuesday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The Athens-Clarke County Police Department has opened an internal investigation after a viral video showing officers holding a 10-year-old boy face down on the ground. This followed the arrest of his father after a domestic disturbance. Body cam footage shows what came first, an emotional outburst following the arrest in which the boy leapt at one officer. A department spokesperson, Epifanio Rodriguez, says the use of force against the boy was unfortunate but necessary.
The situation that they had in front of them, they had to get that situation under control.
As of today, the officers in the video have not been suspended. A South Georgia Republican state lawmaker is being pushed to resign after he used racial slurs and dropped his pants on a TV show. Representative Jason Spencer yelled the N-word and exposed himself in an episode of Sacha Baron Cohen's Showtime series, Who is America? It aired last night. Both Republican candidates for governor, the Speaker of the House, and other top lawmakers have called for Spencer's resignation. Although he was defeated in his primary election last month, Spencer remains a state legislator until his replacement is sworn in after November. In sports, the Atlanta Dream won their seventh game in a row yesterday, beating the Seattle Storm 87-74. The seven-game winning streak is the longest in franchise history. Elizabeth Williams, who scored 17 points, spoke to Fox Sports after the game.
The team is clicking at the right time. We're enjoying playing with each other. And, you know, early in the season, things were tough and we're still learning. But as long as we get better every day, that's important.
Atlanta holds a one-game lead for first place in the Eastern Conference. They'll play the Los Angeles Sparks tomorrow night. Atlanta United's top goal scorer broke a big record in Saturday's 3-1 win over D.C. United. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
In soccer, scoring three goals in a game is known as a hat trick. Joseph Martinez accomplished this feat for the sixth time in his career on Saturday, making him the all-time MLS leader in that category.
Joseph Martinez wants it. Joseph! Goal, 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 goal. Yes! Hat trick for this man, Joseph Martinez.
Martinez currently leads the league in goals scored with 22. He needs only six more to set another record for most goals in a season. First place Atlanta will travel to Montreal to face the Impact on Saturday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.